Hello? Hello?
Hello, good evening. We are conducting a short survey about some issues that your community and the nation are facing, and we would like to include you. You hear me?
Not really.
Hello. Okay. Let me say it again. We are conducting a short survey about some issues that your community and the nation are facing, and we would like to include your opinion. So, are you ready to take the survey?
What is it about?
The survey is mainly about the coming general elections in November. And
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Thanks for accepting. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your committee. Okay. One second. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yeah.
Thank you. What are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president in Congress? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote.
We'll say definitely.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Okay. Thank you. What is your age?
50.
Okay. Thank you. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian,
mixed.
Mixed, including Hispanic, Latino, or mixed, not including. Hispanic.
Yeah, no Hispanic.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very dissatisfied currently.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel.
Got it. Okay.
So the first of organization or project is Trump's project 2025.
Trump doesn't have project 2025. That's separate from him. So you can put me low on that one. He's not associated with it.
So no opinion about it?
No opinion on that one. You're kind of asking an incorrect question.
Now, MAGA Republicans.
Uh, Are you asking what? How do I feel about MAGA Republicans?
Mm-hmm, correct. So
that's the question.
Yeah, correct. If you have to rate your feelings, you know, towards organization on a scale from 0 to 100.
I'll just say 50 on that one. Everyone has the right to their own opinion.
Yeah.
They're wonderful, I'm sure.
What about Donald Trump on a scale?
This is an unusual survey. How do I feel about Donald Trump? Let's just go 100.
Okay. 100. Larry Chavez, the
Dreamer.
Mm-hmm.
She's fine. 75?
75.
Yeah.
Joe Biden.
What's his name?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay, I think I've heard of him. Yeah, let's go 0 on that one.
Okay. J.D. Vance.
Sixty.
Okay. 60, you said?
Yeah.
60, okay. Kamala Harris?
I'm going to have to go with 0. Is there anything below a 0?
No.
Oh, okay. No. We'll just go with 0.
Okay, Democrats in Congress.
Democrats in Congress. Okay, am I doing a scale of 0 to 100 still?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, that just doesn't seem like a good idea. Schumer's bad, Pelosi's terrible. Yeah, let's go with 0.
Republicans in Congress.
Oh, that seems like a better idea. But we'll go 50.
Mm-hmm. 50.
Yeah.
And finally, Janelle Bonham.
Is she an Oregon representative?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You never heard?
I've never heard of Janelle Bynum. I think it's Janelle Bynum, which I think I've heard the name, but I don't know who that is. Sorry.
Okay, so let's put it, no opinion.
Okay,
so thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Well, it depends on who it is. Yeah.
But if you have to select one of them.
I am an independent, so that's kind of hard to say because I'm going to vote for whoever's best.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. If the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Kanye West, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I'm going to go with Trump.
Trump. Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election? Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Kamala Harris or someone else?
Oh. Well, am I betting in Vegas? Let's go with Trump.
Right back here.
Look at you. Look at that.
Was that all of them? I have company. That's or do you have another question?
I like the jacket.
Yeah.
Not as much of a highlighter as you is.
This is still a long way out, but
the
election for Congress here in LA today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chapman, Renner, or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Oh, definitely Lori Chavez.
Larry Chavez.
Like that
even though you're not supporting
the man, it's feeling cool out there on that. Yeah, girl.
I mean,
rebel.
Do you mind for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Biden? A small chance?
No.
Do you have a very slight chance? Or no chance at all that you...
There's absolutely no chance that I would support Biden. However, Biden's not running in November. So.
No, it's Janelle Bynum. Yep. No Biden.
Oh, Janelle. Oh, that one. And she's the Democrat or the Republican?
No.
She's the one that I've never heard of.
Oh, Kasich.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah,
know.
So I couldn't answer on that one.
No, it's okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
No, I disapprove. Yeah, I'm gonna have to disapprove. Unfortunately.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Strongly. Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez, the Reamer, is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I approve, strongly.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Okay. Now I want to read you a statement that Janelle Bynum, opponent, has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. So Janelle Bynum, opponent, says she's a soft on crime liberal who is an arrogant, must pro criminal and anti victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to disband the police, and while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is too liberal, and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job, and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon's families safe. As a mother...
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So, well, the question is, now you have heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori? Lori Chavez, the Reamer or Democrat Janelle?
Lori. Yeah, definitely.
Lori. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress in this case. I will be taking with you about Lori Chavez, the Reamer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez, the Reamer for Congress. A great deal, so here are your opinions. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. So the first doubt is, Lori Chavez, the Reamer, broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose but in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortions that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not breaking their promise to Oregon women. So, a great
not
deal.
At all.
Quiet.
Not at all.
Okay, Chavez, this is the next dial out. Chavez Dreamer is working to perpetuate a system that is rigged by against working people. She supported budgets which would cut veterans benefits by 22%, lay off more than 1,000 teachers and 8 and eliminate health care coverage for hundreds of thousands of working Americans instead of making billionaires and tax cheats pay their fair share because they found her party's campaign. So a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all.
Just some.
Just some. Laura Chavez Dreamer voted to cut billions from our border patrol and immigration police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigations that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnapping, terrorism, and cyber crimes. She is voting to cut funding for law enforcement. At the same time, she wants to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks.
I'm going to say not at all, because I think that's a false statement. So not at all.
Chavez Dreamer has embraced Trump, whose extreme project to 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan calls for a nationwide ban on abortion, eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare as we know it.
Yeah.
Rolls.
Okay. I'm going to say not at all on that one as well.
The following statement: Chavez Dreamer stand by Trump even as he threatens to become a dictator and on day.
Not at all. Yeah, not at all.
Okay,
that's terrible. You guys must be hired by I don't know what campaign. I like polls and that, you know, and people listen to this stuff, but it's sad that they make you ask these questions the way that they do. Go on.
Okay. I'm sorry. So the final statement, it says, seniors have worked hard to earn their retirement security, but Chavez Dreamer supported cutting funding for Social Security and Medicare services. And she voted with Republicans 26 times to block bills that would protect both programs from cuts. It's clear Laura is working harder for her party than for Oregon seniors who have earned their retirement benefits. So great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all.
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. So the next part. I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Laura Chavez Dreamer or Democrat Jeanine Bynum?
Laura Chavez Dreamer.
The last few questions are for study, physical purposes only. what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a bachelor.
Bachelor degree.
Yeah, so 16. Yes.
Are you married? Living
married.
With partner. Do you have any children? 18 years of age.
All my kids are over 18.
Over 18. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But the question actually is, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your
home? No, I don't. I do not.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of the union or employee association?
I am.
So apply. Okay. In the 2020 election for president.
He's on his last question.
Well, he's done.
Hold on, he's on his last question. What was it?
Hitler.
It's the last question.
You have some good policy.
In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
In the 2020? Oh, Trump.
Trump. Thank you.
Oh,
yep,
this
concludes our interview. Thank you. Thank you so much for your participation.
You're very welcome. Have a good night.
Thank you. Have a good night, too.